Rainmaker FM. You're listening to The Digital Entrepreneur, the show for folks who want to discover smarter ways to create and sell profitable digital goods and services. This podcast is a production of Digital Commerce Institute, a place to be for digital entrepreneurs. For more information, go to rainmaker.fm/digital commerce. That's rainmaker.fm/digital commerce.
Welcome to The Digital Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and I'm joined, as always, by the analytical Jessica Frick. Jessica, how the frick are you?
I am still deciding. How the Jackson are you, Sean?
Always well, always well. And I am excited to continue our debate from last week about PPC. In fact, the whole show is about PPC, so we might as well put it at the top. Our question, which was, is PPC for everyone? And you say...
I say that it's not.
Okay. Tell me why.
I think that digital entrepreneurs should have a varied marketing mix, but I don't think pay-per-click is for everyone. I think it's certainly a good idea for most people, but I don't know that it's going to be the right play for everyone. Now, I think there's some validity in saying you don't know till you try it, but that's not what we asked.
Right.
What we asked is it for everyone? And I don't know that it's going to pay off for everyone. I don't know that everyone's business is the right model for that kind of conversion.
Yeah. And I think that's an important point to make, is that you really have to kind of look at how your business operates. And when we say PPC, we of course mean pay-per-click, online advertising, et cetera. And, you know, I would say, Jess, in support of your argument, if you are selling something very, very, very inexpensive, right, you may not have the margin, you know, to actually afford to advertise that way with PPC, right? You may not even have the margin to do an experimentation, especially if you're strapped for cash, right? Would you say that's an accurate statement?
Absolutely.
And I think, but those cases I think are far and few between. So I'll let you have that argument, very niche cases, because I'm going to give the affirmative to this. And what I'm going to tell you folks is this. I think you do yourself a disservice if you don't at least test things out, right? Now, it could be that PPC is not right for you because of you, right? You may be the actual problem. So while others may see success in it, you, your business, how things are run, how you operate, you may not actually be ready for it. But if you can do the basics of online marketing, which you probably do today, you have a website, you're selling something online, you are out there communicating in social media, you're looking at search engines and how to improve your placement in there, then you're going to have to, at some point, put PPC in the mix, right? Because you've done everything else. And I think that for most online businesses, they do a disservice if they don't test it out to start with. And then, and I'll caveat it this way, and then give yourself permission to fail at it, okay? Because
now, Sean, when you fail at a normal thing, it's really not so bad. But when you fail at paid placement, you're losing money. Why is that okay?
Because we spend all sorts of money to fail. How many times have you gone on a new business pitch and you spent the time and money to do the pitch and you never got the business? Okay. We as entrepreneurs and online people constantly do things that fail. We take the time to write a post that we think is going to be a hit and it fails. So failure is, I think, a very important part of success because it means you're trying new things. But yes, it can be painful when you are spending money in the hope that it comes back to you in something. But we do that all the time. We just don't have that actual moment where it's put in your credit card and keep your fingers crossed.
True.
So I would argue that PPC is for everyone. And if you're of the mindset of continuous improvement, knowing that you don't know what you don't know and you can't know something until you try it. How's that is the good compromise between?
I think that's a good one. You don't know it until you try it.
That's right. And this episode of The Digital Entrepreneur, we actually have a very special guest on who is truly a master of PPC for a variety of different industries. And when we get back from the break, we are going to interview Sean Dolan of Pushfire, who not only is a great, awesome human being, he's also done work for our company. So we're definitely talking to someone who's, you know, we believe and trust and has helped us, but also has some really unique insight into not only how to start doing advertising, but also some of the things you should be looking for once you get good at the basics. So make sure you stay tuned and we'll be right back. The Digital Entrepreneur is brought to you by the all new StudioPress Sites, a turnkey solution that combines the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress. It's perfect for bloggers, podcasters, and affiliate marketers, as well as those selling physical goods, digital downloads, and membership programs. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why over 200,000 website owners trust StudioPress. Go to rainmaker.fm/StudioPress right now. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. Welcome back from the break, everyone. And Jessica, this may actually be the most confusing interview we've ever done, given the fact that we're about to interview our very special guest who happens to share my name. So please introduce our guest and make sure when we're talking to him, we direct it to the right Sean, not to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Sean, I'm excited to introduce Sean, but Sean Dolan, who is president and COO of Pushfire. And Sean is a recognized name in the paid placement industry, and he is a keynote speaker and an all-around great guy. He's actually done work for us here, so I can think of no one better to talk to about paid placement than Dolan.
Mr. Dolan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Jackson.
Exactly. We're going to keep this. Our poor audience is going to be like, which Sean are they talking about? And the good news
you
is
you can call me Dolan.
I'll just call you Dolan. Exactly.
I'll roll with whatever.
Well, the good news is you actually spell your name correctly. So I'm happy about that. So Sean, we have been debating, Jess and I, about the role of PPC. Is it for every business online, or is it for only certain types of businesses online? So please answer the question for us. Is PPC for everyone?
Yeah, when Jessica actually reached out and asked me that in setting up this interview, she asked me that question, and I said that it's PPC is not for everyone. It's just for winners.
Ooh.
While it's funny, I often find people that are asking the question of whether they should do PPC. And to me, it's just so self-serving and testable that the time you spend thinking about it, you could have just tested it and figured out if it works for you, right? Like to me, I'm a big fan of, you know, shoot and then recalibrate. And so I always tell people, like, at least rule it out, right? Like, rule it out and then tell me it doesn't work. But if you haven't tried it, the billions of dollars being spent on it, I mean, there's some bad advertisers out there and big corporations that waste a lot of money. But I don't think they're wasting billions of dollars and not getting returns. So that's kind of the argument I usually make to people. But, I mean, we do PPC for our own company. For obvious reasons, and it, you know, it's money in, money out. At the end of the day, it works or it doesn't.
So that actually brings up one of my questions to you, because as you know, I actually took the negative. I don't think PPC is for everyone. I know that it works. I know that it works, but I also know that there are a million other ways you can get business. Like, didn't you get business off a bathroom wall? Like,
yeah, no, we did. We had a guy call us, and we ignored him. We didn't understand the lead. Like, if someone fills out a lead and they don't know how to fill out lead forms, we kind of rule them out as potential clients. But there was just something weird about it and suspicious. Anyway, we actually finally he was very aggressive and got a hold of us. And he's like, you guys aren't going to believe this, but I saw Pushfire in a bathroom stall in Sugarland. And I still don't quite know how that came about. I'm not complaining, but I'm also not pursuing that either. But they come from everywhere. And I think that there's one of my clients teaches real estate investing, and something that he always says, people ask him, you know, we generate the PPC leads for him, motivated seller leads for his real estate flips. And people always ask him, like, what's the magic marketing? What works? What's the best? And his answer is everything works. Everything. All of it works. Some better than others, but sitting around not doing it definitely doesn't work. And that's where I try to get people is just try it. Like, just do it.
So how do you generate leads for Pushfire?
Yeah. So, over the last like 3 or 4 years, we've just been fortunate enough that Ray's good at SEO. And so we rank one or two for PPC management on Google, depending on the day. It's us and WordStream neck and neck. So that generated a lot. But the problem with that is we would get leads from various sources. So like we would get a lead for like women's underwear, and then we would get a lead for like trailer hitches. You know, my team is mastering and understanding the landscape of just two completely different industries, right? So the scalability there is weak. And we did that for a long time. We were very successful at it. We have, you know, clients from all different industries. But it was kind of spoiled that we were getting all these leads coming in through SEO. And I decided that I wanted to take control of that and actually go out and acquire a specific type of lead. So I went for the investors. I have a lot of investors we work with that are very successful. I've been doing this for over 8 years in the real estate space doing advertising. So like I get that space. So I went online and I found, I Googled real estate forums. So I just recommend like if somebody is, you know, trying to generate leads, just find that water cooler, find out where everyone is. And if you think there's not a water cooler for your industry, Google chewing ice forum, because there's a forum for people that like to chew ice. So if that exists,
dude.
Yeah,
it's real. And it's just, they talk about chewing ice.
Yeah. That's, you know, just a group of people that enjoy chewing ice. That's their thing. So, you know, there's plumbers forums, there's attorney forums, whatever is your market, there is a place online those people go. So, and if there's a website, that means there's AdSense. That website has to generate money. And if there's AdSense, that's your in. So I found this online real estate forum. They had 3 ad sizes across their website. I created 3 ads sitting in Starbucks, and they were not fantastic ads. I kind of wanted to do all of it myself because I'm putting together a sort of a case study on how anyone can do this. So I threw the ads together. I put together a landing page. It was very in your face. I understand the real estate investors enough to kind of know how they speak and how to get their attention. And I threw it up. I spent about $2,000. I generated in 4 days. I got 20 leads at about $50 a lead. So right out of the gate, I was generating leads. I closed 10 of those leads, and I will probably close another 5. This is like just two or 3 weeks ago that we ran this. I had to pause it because I couldn't take all the calls. But even at the 10 leads that we closed, the minimum revenue for that is $120,000 a year, assuming those 10 stay with us, which they tend to do. A third of those tend to spend more than the minimum. You know, as their business grows, they're spending $3,000 to $5,000 a month. So conservatively, from a few hours at Starbucks, I generated $200,000 a year in revenue. And if you do the math on that, you know, 10 minutes of Googling the forum niche and finding out where the water cooler is, 4 hours at Starbucks creating the landing page, 20 minutes setting up ads and AdWords, 20 hours doing calls and sending contracts, that's about 24 hours and 30 minutes to generate $200,000 or $8,163 per hour in revenue generated. So, you know, and this is literally just overnight. It didn't, you know, there's certain variables, like I had to be able to sell them, right? But when it comes to generating the leads, I mean, you go to what you know, people dismiss display because the intent's not there. Like, I have to figure out the intent. I have to figure out the intent based on the website they're on. With search, it's very easy. Like, people that are looking for, you know, PPC leads for real estate, they'll Google that. Through display, I have to identify where those people are. But it's so easy to do. So to me, if you have $1,000 that you wanted to test, even if PPC fails, you have purchased data, right? If you spend that on radio or TV, the data you get back is very weak. If you spend it on PPC, the data you get back is very specific, right? You know exactly what doesn't work, and you can move forward from that. So to me, it's just, it's, I mean, obviously I'm biased. I'm in the world. I'm in it every day. But when I'm working with companies and they have other revenue or other marketing channels, man, I just constantly feel like we outperform all the other channels.
Isn't that part of the scary part is that if I'm just doing this, I'm just starting out, I don't know if it's going to work. And even if I think it may work, isn't it just too hard to put together? I mean, you gave a very specific example, but again, I mean, isn't it just, I think there's a lot of fear from the potential complexity of it. You know, I'm not a designer, I'm not a copywriter, you know, et cetera.
Yeah. And I don't want to downplay my Photoshop skills that much. I mean, if we're talking about just an average person, I definitely understand Photoshop enough to create an ad. It's not a spectacular ad, but it's enough to do the job. You know, you can get people on Fiverr for $50, $100 to create you that great ad, or maybe a set of ads. In fact, if we do the math, if we do the math I just did, and instead I outsourced all of that. So if I outsourced all of that work that I did, the 24 hours, you know, it would work out to, let's say, $1,000 for the landing page. Like, conservatively, you can get them a lot cheaper than that, but $1,000 for the landing page design, copywriting, $500, let's say, for the ad creation. If I hired a sales guy to do all those calls for me, $500, pay him $500 per lead he closed. If we take all that out of the 200,000, I'm left with 193,000 for 30 minutes of work. You know what I mean? It's like, which is 96,000 an hour. So, yeah, I mean, to me, people get caught up in trying to do everything. And this is huge in the real estate investing space. And I keep bringing it up because that's a lot of my clients are in that space. But all these guys, they'll be on these forums and they'll be like, hey guys, I'm trying to learn SEO. And I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to learn PPC. I'm trying to learn all these things. And then I ask them, I was like, well, how's your flooring? Do you do flooring really well? How's your roofing? Are you a good roofer? Like, are you going to buy a house and rehab it yourself and like hammer nails? No, you hire people that know how to do that. And I think people, they get caught up in wanting to do everything themselves. But when you outsource it, the math just makes so much more sense. Your time is valuable. And me and Ray always go over this. Like, it's kind of been a mantra. If we find ourselves doing something that costs less than we make per hour to have somebody else do, we need to have them do it. And that's really helped us directly change our business and improve the revenue that we generate. So that would be my response is, if you know, unless you're passionate about graphic design or unless you're passionate about landing page design, man, just hire somebody. Just pay the money, have someone who's a pro do it. Because what'll happen is if you do it wrong, you're gonna get you'll get a false positive. You'll disprove PPC where it might have worked had you hired someone who's competent and can create a good ad. So it's nobody's that far away from doing what I did in putting together the landing page and ad themselves. But at the same time, just hire someone who's good and learn from them. Prove the concept, prove the math. If you generate revenue from it, then you can go into the details and maybe play around with ads. But that's my recommendation, is just outsource.
So, Sean, you're pretty strong about outsourcing. What would you say the minimum amount of money is for someone to need to properly test whether paid placement is going to work for them? And should they just go straight for Google, text or display? And should they experiment with social right out the door too? Or do you suggest they use a budget and tier in? What do you think is best?
So, okay. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday whose wife is starting an event planning company, or it's been running, and she wants to help market it. And the advice I gave to him for his wife was Facebook lead ads for their very specific area. If you want to test out PPC with the very minimum cost and lowest barrier of entry, you create a Facebook business page, you do Facebook lead ads. And for her, it was event planning, and it's this bride who's frazzled, and it's like, don't let this be you on your wedding day. And you target people who are engaged within 5 miles or 10 miles of her home, right? She doesn't have an office. So that's kind of my first step. I tell people that it's either that or go to Google search and advertise on the exact product that you sell. So if you sell blue shoes, you go to Google and you advertise on the term, I want to buy blue shoes today. I don't care how expensive that term is. That's not really the point. But bring people in that have the highest intent to convert for your product. And if you can't convert those people, you have a business problem, right? Like, you have a lower funnel problem. And a lot of people confuse that, and they think that PPC didn't work, when really it was the sales didn't work. The follow-up didn't work. So many people, I mean, in real estate, how many realtors do not answer their phone when my wife's calling them to check out a property? So that would be my biggest advice. If you're going to test PPC, you want to make sure that you rule out your business as maybe being the problem. And a good trick to do that is to just advertise on the most obvious term and test it out. And if you're able to convert those terms, again, at whatever price, then you know you at least have your sales funnel together. It would be different if we're talking about someone who has an established sales funnel, but I think here we're talking about someone who's maybe getting started. And if that's the case, that's how I would test it.
That's a really good point, talking about the initial people that are just getting into this, going after the intent. And I think it's the question of budget, to follow up with Jessica, because, part of it is maybe you shouldn't be playing in Google to start with. Maybe something like Bing or a second or third tier place where you can make mistakes and it not cost you a fortune, right? So you go after intent on a cheaper scale to test it out. Would you say that's the case? And if so, what would, could I do it for $500? Do I need 1,000? Do I need 10,000?
Yeah, it's tough. So when people come to me, if they're not spending $5,000 a month for my business to work, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And I obviously give lots of people advice on the phone, even if we're not a good fit. But for me, putting a price on it's hard. If you're an attorney who is wondering about PPCing for truck accident attorney, it's hundreds of dollars per click, right? So if you're looking for local hair salon, that's going to be ridiculously cheap click. So it does depend on the industry that you're in. And you can kind of just guess based on the value of your customer, like the lifetime value of the customer, what that bid might be in general. There's also tools you can look at. So it's really hard for me to answer that question without knowing what their business is, but I will give the answer of seek somebody out. And there's a lot of actual Facebook groups on, there's a lot of LinkedIn groups that discuss PPC, Facebook, and there's so many people on there that are very giving of their knowledge, and you can kind of crowdsource that. So I would suggest somebody like that, either talk to someone who's a professional or go to an organization, even a meetup, you know, the DFW SCM up in Dallas, we've got CertShoe in Houston. Go to a meetup and just ask somebody and say, hey, this is my industry, you know, what sort of, you know, amount should I spend? Because you don't want to spend too little and have it fail because you didn't let the math run. Like, you have to have enough sample data to really know statistically how that's going to play out. And a lot of people stop short. And if they would have spent $10 more, they would have gotten the lead that justifies it. So I would recommend going and seeking that advice out, you know, from someone in person.
Well, let's move the conversation up, because we've talked a lot about the beginning things that you have to do, right? And I think you've covered through the basics. Let's talk about the pros. All right. You are obviously a pro. There are trends that are affecting the industry. Where is it going? And I want to specifically key on a couple of things. I want to talk about mobile, and I want to talk about video. And that's how I like to end our interview, because I want to go to the more advanced topics now. We've covered the basics. Let's talk about mobile and let's talk about video. What do you see people are not doing that are currently advertising? What should they be doing better and what they should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's an interesting question, because when I hear what's on the horizon, I immediately think 98% of the people aren't even doing what's available today. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Many people aren't doing it, like what's available now. But I think for Horizon, if somebody were more high level, I think, you know, Facebook and Instagram are definitely, there's opportunities there. Be first, try out new tools, new social network, whatever it is. Reddit recently released advertising. For anyone using Reddit, they've seen them. It's obviously the targeting's not great right now, I think, because the advertisers are not utilizing it very well. And I've peeked in, and I'm kind of looking for the right client to try on Reddit. But that's what I'd recommend is you know, trying to stay ahead of the game and get into these new opportunities before all the competitors, you know, by the time Walmart and Chevron have gotten buy-in from upper management to venture into Reddit, it's a little late. Like, you know, the competition is going to be there, and the cost per click is going to go up. As far as mobile, man, you know, people talk about advertising a PPC, and they're like, I don't have a website. And of course, I'm like, you know, you're hundreds of dollars away from having a website, not a great one, but something. But that aside, there's click-to-call options in Google where you can have an ad that only shows up on mobile devices. And when the user clicks it, it says, would you like to call this person? So you don't even need a website, right? You don't need a website for PPC. And I think just little things like that that people don't, they just aren't aware of and they miss out on. And I think there's huge gaps. Like I drive around town and I just look at businesses. And it's like, I want to save all of them, because they're all just missing out on such basic opportunities that would cost them very little to make a huge impact. So that's where I would go as far as mobile. And then with video, I mean, video's killing it, particularly on Facebook, hands down. Every piece of content we put up that video drives more engagement than anything else. There's some arguments based on the authenticity of all that and what they actually count as a view. But I know from personal experience, video definitely grabs me. And I think if you're an event planner or a hairstylist, or you know, you sell honey from the bees in your backyard, if you go on Facebook and you advertise in a 5-mile radius and you put a video of yourself, take the video on your iPhone and you post it and you just explain your story, I think anybody could do really well.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because once you get into it, I think over time, and just to really kind of sum up our conversation together, I mean, it's not hard to get started in this. It doesn't have to cost a fortune, but you should have at least a general idea and ask others for their opinions and advice. Get into it. See what's working for you when somebody is ready to buy right now. See what's not working. And it could be that your business is broken. And then, of course, always be willing to go out there, find new places that are on the forefront, continue to expand, but don't forget the block and tackling. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're not blocking and tackling, then you're just missing opportunities that are so easy to grab. And then, of course, as the future unfolds with more mobile, video, et cetera, be willing to take a chance on them. Be willing to take a look. But realize that as you explore in this journey, you're constantly going to be refining. But don't forget to do the basics well to start with. Would you say, in summary, that's pretty much what you said for the past 20 minutes?
Nailed it.
There you go. Well, hey, Sean, not only do you spell your name correctly, not only do you have great insight, but you are a true gentleman and scholar. And Jessica and I really appreciate you being on the show.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Sean.
Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. This is Sean Jackson, the host of The Digital Entrepreneur. And I want to ask you a simple question. What is your business framework for selling digital goods online? Now, if the question perplexes you, don't worry, you are not alone. Most people don't realize that the most successful digital entrepreneurs have a framework or a general process for creating and selling their digital goods in the online space. And one of the best free resources is Digital Commerce Academy. Digital Commerce Academy combines online learning with case studies and webinars created by people who make a living selling digital goods online. And the best part is that this material is free when you register. Are you interested in joining? Well, I'll make it easy for you. If you're listening to the show on your phone and are in the continental United States, I want you to send a text message to 313131 with the keyword digits, D-I-G-I-T-S. And when you send that text message, we will send you a link to the registration form right to your phone. Are you outside the United States? Don't worry. Just send us an email to digits@rainmaker.fm. Either way, we'll send you a link to the registration form so that you can sign up for free for Digital Commerce Academy. And as a special bonus, we will also subscribe you to our newsletter when you text or email us so that you can stay informed with the latest insights from the show. And don't worry, we respect your privacy and we will not share your email or phone number, and you can easily unsubscribe at any time. So if you want to start building or improving your framework for selling digital goods online, then please send a text to 313131 with the keyword digits, or send us an email at digits@rainmaker.fm. You won't be disappointed. Welcome back, everyone. And it's that time for us to give our recommendations for the week. Jessica, what do you have to recommend for our audience?
I can't believe I've never recommended them on this show before, but Raven Tools. I love the Raven Tools team. I love the product. I have been a devoted user for years. But when it comes to marketing reports and getting all the data you need in one easy place, Raven is where it's at. And now that they have their site auditor tool in full force, it is absolutely unmatched and worth every penny.
Yeah, what's the matter with you? Why haven't you recommended them before? We love that tool and we love those people. So, gosh.
I have no idea. And, you know, I wear the t-shirt all the time. I don't wear other people's t-shirts very often, but I wear Raven all the time because I love talking about them. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Raven Tools, everyone. Definitely check out that tool for the week. For me, I'm going to say, to continue in our PPC thought, I have a blog site to recommend, which is the WordStream blog. If you have a chance, wordstream.com/blog, absolutely go and read that. If you want to get more information about PPC, when you say, Jess, that's a good resource, at least to start out with, right? It's going to cover both the basics, and they, of course, have a tool that will help you for keywords, etc.
They do. It's just funny that Sean literally just said that wordstream.com competes with pushfire.com for SEO traffic.
Right. So. Hey, we're equal opportunity here. Heck. So we're giving you both sides of the equation. We don't care as long as you succeed. That's all that matters to us. So go take a look at Raven Tools by all means. Great guys over there. Great tool. And by all means, in addition to our friend Sean Dolan from Pushfire, by all means, take a look at wordstream.com and really research and see what they have to say on their blog site if you are truly interested in learning more about PPC. All right, Jess, it is time for our question of the week, what we want people to ponder. So, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
So, what is the most important thing when it comes to growing your business? The quantity and quality of leads or the process?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, being the ops chick, I have to say process.
Oh, of course I'm going to take the other side, which is the quantity of leads. Give me more to sell. Well, folks,
we should talk about this.
We should talk about this. And we're going to do that on the next episode of The Digital Entrepreneur. Have a great week, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening.